wherever she's from.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Nina and Linus. Thank you for joining our weekly Sunday show of Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina here at 3 p.m. on the West Coast and at 6 p.m. on the East Coast at this time. We love answering your questions or at least put you on the right path. Remember to always be positive. Nothing in this world is promised but birth and death. So in between, let's make the best of it with understanding, communication, and above all, love. One question per caller, please. We'd like to give everybody a chance to ask a question or give validation on a previous reading. The chat room is open, and your moderator is Miss Nina. And I'm going to bring her on right now. Good afternoon, Miss Nina.
Good afternoon, Lannis. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope wherever you are in this world that it's a good one. I know I'm sure enjoying this sunny day we're having here in Alberta. The smoke isn't too bad right now, and that fire I told you about is still blazing up north, but at least it isn't in the town of Fort McMurray anymore. They're going to be able to start rebuilding soon, I hope.
Yeah, that's good.
All. I have one announcement. Happy anniversary to Ray and Dee on Tuesday. And many, many more. I believe it's their 26th anniversary. So happy anniversary, Ray and Dee. And also
yes,
just a reminder that Friday is the full moon.
Yes, ma'am. It sure is. The 21st. You're so correct. It's a full moon. And also we're in Mercury retrograde. One more day after that on the 22nd, which will be that Sunday, we're done. Sometime you might have 3 days afterwards residual, but we're done the 22nd. So, and I have one announcement. What? Go ahead.
I said hallelujah. This retrograde.
Oh, yeah. And happy birthday to my Uncle Joe in Carson, California. I hope you have many more beautiful birthdays, Uncle Joe. Well, I'm going to do three prayers. Kind of feel like they're needed today. And then we'll begin our calls. You're listening to the Essence of Success Radio Network. You're joining us from either around the world, in the chat room, or either on the phone. We are so grateful for your time and your presence. We are now choosing to cleanse ourselves and release any and all thought forms, beings, situation, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest good, highest and our greatest good. Across all planes of our existence, across all universes, and across all lifetimes, we ask that all energies that are less than love be transmuted to the highest good of all. And so it is. I am. So be it. Now, this is something I'm going to say three times, and I want everybody, whether you're listening around the world in the chat room or on the phone, to repeat this with me. Okay, three times. Something great is about to happen to me. Doors are opening everywhere. Again, something great is about to happen to me. Doors are opening everywhere. Something great is about to happen to me. Doors are opening everywhere. So be it, so it is. Thank you, everybody. Now, a prayer for all you folks that are looking for love, hopefully in the right places. This is for you, all the single folks in the audience. We desire a partner who revels in being partner with us, who sees us as a treasure, who challenges us to be a better woman or man, who stimulates our mind, our bodies, and souls with his or her character, integrity, honor, sincerity, and above all, his or her love. We invite a lover who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, mental, emotional, and sexual equal, who is available to love and be loved. We create this reality with our intention, with the belief that we are, in fact, deserving of having a partner with integrity who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on him or herself and sees us something to be treasured and adored. We draw this person to us by being our most authentic self, by honoring that we are profoundly lovable, by accepting and understanding just how special and unique we are, and not settling for someone who is not our equal. We invite real, true, deep, abiding love into all our lives. And so be it, and so it is. Okay, I think we're ready to begin. What say you, Miss Nina?
Of course, we're ready to begin. Let the sun shine.
All right. Sunshine and positiveness. I love it. Okay, first call on the show, area code 509. Welcome to the show, and your name is?
I'm sorry. Hi, Mrs. Lennis. This is Erica from Washington.
Oh, hi, Erica. How are you?
It's been...
You sound like you got a little bit of a cold there or something, huh?
Yeah, I took care of it, kind of. but I don't know, it's been a really challenging year, and I was recently offered, the state governor offered me a summer internship, which is kind of shocking. I mean, I really did try for it, but I don't know, I just went with the flow, and so I was offered one. You know, I've been wanting one, remember?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I start this soon. And I was just wondering, like, if you see, like, any other, like, positive highlights. Although, like, it has been very challenging. I feel like I've been growing, like, as a person, even though I didn't really think I was like that. I don't know how to say it, but, like, even though I thought I was, like, very mature, I guess not, because I've learned a lot so far.
How old are you, Erica?
22.
Oh, bless your heart. You're just a baby. You're growing. But that's okay. Everything happens in time. So what would you like to know? You want to know, okay, this internship that you did get is coming up. You want to know if that one's going to work for you? Will that be a good one?
No, just something else, because I know I'm going to work hard at it, and I am the lady I'm going to be working with. I haven't met her, but I've been told she's really nice. So, now, just something else, like something that I may not see right now, but you see as a positive, or just,
I
don't know.
Erica, we both need something a little more specific. It's a little hard to pick up on anything when we're not doing a full reading. So if you can
uh-huh.
give us some direction to go in, that would really be helpful.
Maybe just how, like, you see the summer going. Okay, how about, like, do you see me obtaining my car, like, soon, or, like, when? Or I'm going to sell it either way, but and I'm hoping for another one. It's been in the shop since, like, early February.
I see June, you'll be getting a new car, but you're selling that old one. You're right.
I don't even have it yet. It's still in the shop. Like, it's crazy. I'm telling you, it's been a really tough year. And then I, like, recently found out I had pneumonia on my left lung. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I appreciate a lot more. And, you know, so, yeah.
Okay. I see you with a vehicle in June, a little small car.
Aww. Okay.
Yeah. It's like a, I mean, two in the front, two in the back, but it's a small car.
Yeah. Okay.
Nisa.
Yeah, I see it in June, but something has to transpire financially. So
yeah.
I don't know what it is. Something has to transpire financially, but you will get a new car in June. I'm not saying like a 2016. It will
no,
be new for you, and it'll be in good condition as an, you know, a new used car.
Okay. I want a white 08 350Z. So that's just what I want to move on to. But I guess I'll just make it happen. And thank you for your insight.
Well, Nina, do you see anything, too?
Yes, definitely there is a new vehicle in coming in the picture. I saw a Nissan, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Ooh, I want a white 350 Nissan. So
yeah.
You're on the dot.
sorry,
okay.
But it was a Nissan.
Ooh, yeah, I'm very affirmative, and yeah. Okay, well, that works. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a good
Erica,
day.
And have a wonderful week, and congratulations on your internship as well.
Oh. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. All right, our next caller is area code 310. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Yes, hello. This is Susan.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show, young lady.
Thank you. So I was just wondering if you could give me any insight about a guy I just met to see if he is someone that I should pursue.
Okay, and what's his first name, please?
His name is Danny.
Okay. The first answer I got, no. I said, should you pursue this? He said, no. Let me find out about Danny. I got two words. I got flake and blank. I don't know what that is. I got flake and then just blank, nothing. Nina,
okay.
Are you picking up anything on this guy?
Yeah, he's there for a good time, not a long time. That's the only info I'm getting on him. He wants to have a good time, but he's not there for the long haul. So if that's what you want is just to have a good time, he's your guy.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm getting that he's flaky, but then I get also that it's blank. So maybe there's not too much to him. Nina's probably right. Temporary,
okay.
Fill the void. Okay. LTR, no.
Okay.
So there you go.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right. Thanks for calling. Have a wonderful week. Okay, next caller is area code 229. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hello, Linus and Nina. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing better. I just got rid of some kind of virus I had, but I'm doing better. Thank you.
Good. Glad to hear that. Yeah, some kind of junk going around, Melvin, I tell you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Been out of work for about almost 2 weeks, but I'm scheduled to go back to work on Wednesday.
Okay, good, good. So you're feeling better? Much better?
Yes, ma'am. Feeling much better. I don't know what was
good.
Wrong, but it was a bad virus. I couldn't, just felt bad. But I wanted to ask you about I just wanted to get it, you know, to the root of the problem with the superintendent at the high school. Her name is Sabrina, and the principal is Todd. And I applied for the job, and the coach was going to give me the job, but he talked to them. But my question is, like, what is her problem and his problem with me? Why do he won't hire me? Because I've been coaching there before. Well, what is it that I have to do to get back on there?
Okay. Have you spoken with them face to face, Melvin?
No, ma'am. I've seen Todd, the principal, on Thursday, but we didn't speak face to face. You know, the coach said that he did, and he wanted to bring me on, and I assumed that he did speak with him then, but because he told me that he went to Sabrina. And Sabrina, well, he went to Todd at the principal, and the principal said to go to the superintendent. He didn't know about that, for the coach to go to the superintendent. So the coach told me that he went to the superintendent, and she said no. And I asked the coach, was there an explanation why she said no? He said she didn't say why.
Okay.
So now they got a bunch of young coaches out there running around, and the fans here and the players and stuff, they want me out there, and they keep asking me that, and it's a problem that she don't want me out there for some reason. I don't know why. I haven't done anything wrong to her or to anybody in the community. I do know that a son, one of her best friend's son, was playing on the team, and I had to report him that he was smoking marijuana. And her and Faye, the other lady named Faye, her and Sabrina, real good friends. So that was back in 2006. That's about the only thing that I know of.
Well, that's too long ago for it to be a problem, Melvin. I don't know. Why don't you go and ask what the problem is?
Okay.
That's the only way you're going to get to the root of this, is to ask yourself what the problem is. I'm not picking anything up.
I didn't. The only thing I picked up was, while he was speaking, was budget. So I don't know, like budget as far as can they pay him a full salary, or maybe as half-time salary. You need to talk to the superintendent, though, like Nina said, but I'm seeing budget. So it's not that they don't want to hire you. The people that are interested want to hire you. I don't know, maybe the superintendent feels like it's not within the budget to do that, or if it is, would you work half-time instead of as a full-time coach? I'm in agreement with Nina. You need to sit down and talk to the superintendent. Take a meeting with her and ask her, just out of curiosity, what was the problem that you could not, you know, fulfill your obligation as being a coach?
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, because the coach told me when I first interviewed with him, he told me that the money was not a problem, that's why he went to the superintendent and the principal to see what they could pay me. And when I went out there Thursday of this week, I told the coach, I said, look, man, this is my heart and soul. This is what I really love to do, and if you want me to, I'd do it for free. and just to get my feet in the door until maybe next year, because she's going to be leaving next year and probably the principal as well. So I don't know, will he take that in consideration or in?
Melvin, I'm going to tell you something right now. Don't ever give yourself and your knowledge away for free. It's worth something.
Right, you're right, yeah.
You know,
right.
So if it was a volunteer position, that's totally different. But when it's a paid position, don't sell yourself short.
Okay, I won't. Well, I won't. I could take that back from him, but because I know the season starts in August, and I want to be there on the field coaching.
Yeah, I understand that. I just have a feeling. I feel like if you talk to the superintendent, Melvin, she might change her mind. I think if you talk to her, she might change her mind. She doesn't really have a good understanding,
right?
You know, about you. So you need to talk to her, since the decision has to come from her in order for you to coach. You need to sit down and have a one-on-one with her, and
okay.
Both of you get understanding. And you don't know. Once you talk to her, she might decide to change your mind and say, okay, you can go ahead and coach. Nothing beats an understanding, so that's what I'm saying. You said there's no problem with budget, and okay, I saw that, but you need to talk to her because, of course, the superintendent knows more than everybody else, supposedly.
Right. Yeah, and I had a dream that I did meet with her, like a vision, a dream vision that I met with her, and she told me, yes, and I just started crying and just hugged her neck in the office. It was like I wasn't dreaming. I think I was just thinking about it real hard.
Yeah.
It may have been a dream. I'm not sure. I was in her office, just like you said. And she said yes. And I just hugged her neck and cried in tears.
Okay. Well, that's what you need to do. That's what the angels are telling you. Sit down and have a one-on-one with her, and you should be okay. I think you will be. I feel as though after you talk to her that she would probably change her mind. It's more or less what I feel like a misunderstanding or not knowing fully the whole situation.
Right, right, okay.
Mm-hmm. So when you sit down and talk to her, she'll probably change her mind.
Okay. I'm gonna set up a call to the school and set up an appointment to meet with her briefly. But maybe
And call us back, Melvin, next week, because I'd be curious to know what she had to say. But I think she'll change her mind once she talks to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, yes. You're most welcome.
All right.
And we're praying for you and wishing you the best. In fact, I'm going to tell you congratulations now on your new coaching job. How's that? Okay?
Thank you very much. And you was dead right. I did get it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Melvin, for calling, and keep us abreast of what's going on now, okay?
I will. Thank you. I love you all. Thank you.
Okay. We love you too, Melvin, and thank you so much for calling, and have a wonderful week, sir. Okay. You're listening to The Essence of Success. Oops. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings with Nina and Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Also, the chat room is open. So if you don't want to maybe call on the line, you can go on the chat room. Miss Nina is there. All righty, next call is area code 302. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hello, Tamika. How you doing?
Hi, Tamika. Tamika or Tamiko?
Tamika.
Tamika, okay. So how are you doing, young lady?
Oh, I'm doing fine, and you?
Okay. What's hurting you right now?
I just wanted to see if you could see if I'm going to, if I'm ever going to meet somebody more to my, I don't know, standards, or just likes me for me or whatever. Or am I just...
Okay, well, Tamika, did you just break up with someone? Did you just break up with someone?
I stopped talking to an ex, and my kid's dad I'm living with because he's got the kid, but I'm waiting to hopefully fly free from here.
Okay, well, wait, before I begin to concentrate on this, so you and the kid's dad are living together right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your love life in the future can't be as long as you've got a man there by you. I shouldn't say it can't be, but what you're looking for to fill that void won't be until you've... You're being blocked right now, okay? If you and your ex are going to be together, fine. If you're not, then so be it. Let him go his way and you go your way. Otherwise, it's going to be hard for another gentleman to come in as long as there is a man there in your life.
Yeah, because he ain't in my life like that. Like, we sleep in separate rooms and all of that, but he moved to a different state, and I'm from another state, and we just, you know, made an agreement for the kid, but he's supposed to be... getting a settlement, and we are all hoping that that would free up some stuff, but we just don't know as far as when, or, you know, if it'll be, well, hopefully it will be enough, but you know what I mean. Do you pick up on
that?
So
right now you're in a depressed state trying to figure out which way to go. Should I wait and see if something comes about, or should I just go ahead and leave? But then you think that you and the kids could use the money, though, right?
Exactly. Especially my oldest daughter.
The situation at home, I'm thinking, I'm concentrating on you, and I just get chaos. Chaos and misunderstandings.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not like I'm not trying to find a way for me to get on my own 2 feet, but there's always something there or something, or I don't know. Or maybe I just don't have enough faith. I don't know. It just seems like something's always happening, and it just is wearing me out. You know, it makes me afraid to choose choices because, heck, I don't know if I'm right or not. You know, it'd be my luck, it'd be something else. Thinking, you know, my heart be in the right place sometimes for the most part, but that doesn't mean the answer comes out the way I hoped for. So it makes it hard for me to be a positive person. The only thing that's really a blessing to me is the kids, because I don't think, in my opinion, they're not going through what I went through growing up, so
well,
all I do is hope for the best for them.
Tamika, there's something positive right there, your kids. So focus on them and focus on the positive that you want for them, and through them you will get enough positive to have a better positive life yourself. As far as anyone else new coming into your life, like Lena said, it's not going to happen as long as your living arrangements are the way they are. It kind of throws up a bunch of blocks when you're actually living with someone. But focus on your children first and the positive things that they are, the positive things that they bring into your life. And from there, expand upon the positive, and then you will attract so much positive into your life that you will begin to notice right away the difference.
Okay.
Okay? But you've got to.
I know it sounds easy, but it's hard. Yeah. Go ahead, Nina.
No, I know it's not easy.
No, it's definitely not easy, and it's not easy to be positive when you're feeling down. But that's why I told you to focus on those children. They are the most positive and the brightest light in your life. So focus on them and focus on the positives that the children bring to your life. And from there, you'll start to feel better and better and more positive every day. When I'm down, like I look after children, and when I'm down, I grab one of those little ones and I just hug them. And it brings about such joy and peace. So you can't help but be more positive and more joyful when you have a little one around.
Sure does.
Okay, then. There you go. Focus on them for now, and everything else will follow into place.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling, Tomiko. Have a wonderful week. Hi, you're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hello, you're speaking to Vicky. How are you?
I'm sorry, I can't even hear you. Can you speak to the mic of the phone?
I said you're speaking with Vicky. How are you?
Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Doing great. And yourself?
I am doing wonderful.
Okay, what can we answer for you today, Miss Vicky?
My question is, I am ready for romance. Ready for having a, you know, tangible relationship. What exactly are you picking up in regard to that?
Okay, are you seeing anyone at the present time?
No,
or
I'm
interested
not.
In
no.
anyone? Okay.
No. My plate is clean.
I saw an older gentleman, and he's 85 years old. I know, I laugh too. Maybe he's a guardian angel for you.
Maybe he is. Mm. Let's hope he is.
Let's see.
Oh, my goodness, that's funny.
Well, he's a father figure. Why am I seeing this? His son. What am I seeing about his son? What's going on? This older man knows you to introduce you to someone. I thought it was a son, but maybe it is a son. He wants to introduce you to, yeah, I think it is a son. You know any older men that have, you know, friends of the family or church or whatever that have sons? You know, they're older men, but they have sons around your age?
No, I don't.
Okay. Because that's what I see, that he's more or less doing an introduction. That's why he's in the picture. I feel as though it's his son or maybe a guy that's like a son to him. But he wants to introduce him to you. Yeah, you know this older guy. It's somebody's uncle or dad. Because you've crossed mm-hmm. paths before. Nina, what are you picking up on this?
Well, I saw you going out with your girlfriend, Vicky.
Okay.
Somewhere where there's dancing. And you actually have two guys that are very interested in you that are wherever you are that you're dancing. So I saw two.
Well, I do Zumba. So I go to Zumba. I don't go with my girlfriend, but I go to Zumba at least four days a week.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But somewhere where there's dancing, and you will meet two very nice gentlemen.
Okay. That would be probably at the gym, because that's where I go to Zumba. So.
Well, there you go.
Do you ever Yeah, maybe it is Zumba. Do you ever go out to a lounge or jazz or anything like that?
Well, the weather's changing now, so I will be doing that more, you know, because I do like, you know, jazz and going to concert outdoors and stuff like that.
Maybe that's where you're going to be. There's definitely, there is going to be, there's a few people there, quite a few people there, and you are, there's dancing. I can see the dancing, and I know that there's two gentlemen that are very interested in you.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I don't see Zuma, but I see that you are meeting these gentlemen, too.
Okay.
You know what? Do it like this. If you do go out with a girlfriend or family member, cousin or whatever, let it be unexpected, because it will be. You won't see it coming.
Yeah, it's nothing that's planned, that's for sure. This is just going to happen at the moment.
Yep.
And usually, you know, if my girlfriends didn't want to do anything, I usually go solo anyway. I don't have a problem going out by myself, to be honest with you. I'm not one of those people that need my friends around to go out. I go out by myself, and I'm okay with that.
You know what, Vicky, I do too. I did that for years.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I just go by
myself. You know, because girlfriends can be like, yes, I'm going, and at the last minute, I don't feel like going. So I'm like, when I'm ready to go, if I want to go out to dinner, I go out to dinner. go out, and I'm okay with that. It doesn't bother me one bit.
My cliche is whatever happens, it's between me and the good Lord.
There you go.
Because ain't nobody with me, so it's between me and God, whatever that I do. Good or bad or indifferent.
Yeah, I don't sit around and wait. So, okay, well, I'll keep that in mind. And like I said, the weather's changing now, so, you know, there's a lot
of outdoors. Yeah, let us know. Give us a call back from time and let us know how. Yeah.
I will.
I will know how that's going.
Thank you. And you guys have a wonderful week. Have a great week. Thank you.
You have a wonderful week, too, young lady, and thank you for calling. Okay, next call up, area code 901. You're on the line with Lena Sanina. Who's this?
Hey, Lynn, this is Anna. How you doing? Hey, Lynn.
Hi, Anna. Okay.
And Michigan,
how you doing, young lady?
Well. I'm good. Would you look at my week coming up? See what's going to happen.
Sunshine.
I'll take it.
Sunshine, and I see flowers.
Oh, wow.
And I see a visitor.
All right. Okay.
I don't know who it is, but they're coming for tea.
Is it a guy?
Yes. But it's somebody you know, Anna, so it's not a sister or a potential date or anything. It's somebody you know, and it's a guy, but it's an unexpected visitor. And you're going to be very, very pleased.
Well, thank you, Nate.
You're welcome.
I'm all right.
Lennis,
Okay, Monday, nothing. Tuesday, you're going to throw your hands up about something. But it's like, I don't know, you're throwing your hands up like, I just can't believe all this crap, whatever. Throw your hands up. Wednesday, you're very happy. Maybe that's when you're going to get a call, but Wednesday I see you happy. Thursday, it rolls over to Thursday, you're still looking good. Friday, what's happening on Friday? Friday, it looks like a date, like you have a date on Friday. Saturday, you're enjoying with the family, like a family thing. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies, so much.
You're welcome.
You're most welcome. Thank you for calling. And have a wonderful week, Miss Anna.
You ladies as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, next caller, area code 614. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Beth. How are you?
Fine, and you, Beth? Thank you for calling.
I do have a question. I would like to see what you ladies see for my upcoming career change.
Beth, I keep getting a blank. What you're changing careers to do what? I'm asking angels.
Well, I'm starting a new job tomorrow, and I'm thinking that it would be a positive career change, but I'm having a little anxiety. I don't know if it's just the nerves or what I'm dealing with here.
It's just the nerves. I saw a whiteboard. Why did I see a whiteboard?
Well, it's going to be, it's kind of like an administrative position.
Okay. I see all
Beth,
kinds
it
of
is
time.
A good job. Now I'm getting it. It's a good job,
yeah.
Beth. You need to keep your head low. I think
yeah,
you understand what that means, but this job, I see that it will take you through the next 5 years, that you're not going to have to worry about employment. Yeah, it's coming to me now. So the angels are saying it's good choice, good job. They're telling me just watch your attitude, watch who you're talking to, get familiar with your people in the surroundings. But they're saying lie low, like don't talk too much. You know, like come in, do your job, and go home for a while till you kind of feel out your environment. Right.
And,
Beth,
I'm also seeing that you need to keep track of things, so make sure you write everything down. I think that's why the whiteboard was up there. Make sure you write everything down so it's there because you may need it later.
Okay, thank you very much.
But, yeah, it's a good choice.
For a job, yes, it is. Yep. She did good. But just like Nina said, write down things. When people tell you things, have your little book just to write it down. Because like she said, later it could be a CYA for you, you know, covering your butt.
I agree.
Yep.
Thank
but other
you,
than that, you're there for 5 years, kiddo, so you should do pretty good. Like I said, just
I
lie low at least for the first 6 months of your probationary period.
Okay, I absolutely will.
Congratulations, Beth.
Thank you.
Yes, congratulations. Amen. Congratulations. I love it. Good news.
Thanks.
Love it, love it, love it. Thank you, Beth, for sharing with us. We appreciate it.
Have a nice evening, ladies.
You too, and congratulations again. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, so if you don't want to call in on the phone, you can definitely go in the chat room. Nina's answering questions as well in there as well as on the air. And just a reminder, the full moon is this Friday, the 21st, and the day after the 22nd is the end of Mercury retrograde. Well, Miss Nina, is there anything that you'd like to discuss or talk about?
No, I don't have anything right now.
You got any questions in the chat room?
I think I've answered the ones that were coming up in the chat room. I noticed that there is two new people in there. Welcome. I hope you're enjoying the show. Linus, what's coming up for me this week?
Okay. Monday is quiet and laughable. I don't know what that means. They're just telling me it's quiet and laughable. Tuesday, you're busy with some paperwork. Wednesday, ice cream. Everybody screams for ice cream. So maybe you're going to treat the kids to ice cream on Wednesday. But I see ice cream. Everybody's looking and smiling and laughing. Thursday, more paperwork and also something about your transportation on Thursday. So paperwork and transportation. Friday, thank God it's Friday. That's what you'll be saying on Friday, TGIF. Now, Saturday, I see a family gathering. I don't know if it's at your house or you guys going somewhere else, but looks like about anywhere from 10 to 15 people. And it's real casual, real relaxing. It's not like a big barbecue or something like that. Just kind of, you know, y'all are sitting around and you're outdoors. Almost looks like you're camping, but you're not camping. But you're all sitting outdoors in a circle, and you're in chairs, and everybody's just enjoying and laughing. So I don't know if you got anything planned for this Saturday. It should turn out to be pretty good. You know, with a small, intimate group. And it's adults,
yep.
No children. It's just grown-ups.
Ha-ha, my best kind of party.
Okay, well, that's what I see for you for the week. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sounds like a pretty relaxed.
And I want to just give a special little shout-out again to Preach. His name is Marvin, but I nicknamed him Preach because he wanted to become a minister at one time in his life. We held a fish fry yesterday, and I just want to thank him again for all that fish he brought. Oh, my God, the man brought so much fish here, I thought I was Jesus serving 100. Everybody get a fish. You get a fish, you get a fish, you get a fish. But anyway,
awesome.
Thank you again, Preach. That was very nice. And everybody enjoy it. So, y'all, we don't have a ninth caller. We need a ninth caller so somebody can get a free reading. Wow, you better call. Uh-oh, here it is. 215.
Well, that's number 8.
That's number 8. So, okay, we need one more person to call in for a ninth caller. Good afternoon, 215. You're on the air with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Laurie from Philadelphia.
Hi, Laurie. Welcome to the show.
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing just terrific.
Fantastic. You know, I was just looking through the site here, the Blog Talk Network or whatever you want to call it, and I got through so fast, it was amazing. But I kind of had a question that I wanted to ask in regards to my interview I have tomorrow. Wanted to see if you kind of picked up any energy, if you could tell me maybe the best color to wear for it or something along those lines.
Okay. This is for a job interview, correct?
Yes, it's a promotion. It's with a company that I'm currently employed by, but I'm looking to get a promotion.
Yes. Yes, you're going to get it.
Wow.
But you want to know, you're going to get the job. Yeah, you're going to get the promotion. The
well,
only thing
I
want to tell you is get a couple of thank you cards. So at the
yes.
end of your interview, pass it to whoever, if it's one or two people that are interviewing you for the promotional process. Give them a thank you card as you're walking out the room, before you walk out the room.
Thank you. You're amazing because I've been studying for this interview because it's a panel interview, and someone had mentioned giving thank yous, which I plan to get those, and I neglected to do it, so you reminded me to do that. But the other thing I was wondering, well, should I give it to the receptionist or should I give it to the panel as I'm leaving out the room? So you're awesome.
Give it to the panel.
Give it
before you walk out the room.
Okay.
Yep. Give them all a thank you card.
Thank you, darling.
And you got the promotion. You got
well,
it, but
thank you're
getting the promotion too because of you, Lori, because of your skills and your knowledge and your education. So believe me, you are what they're looking for. That's why you're going to get the job, because you have a lot going for you.
In fact, after this promotion,
let me tell you, after this promotion, you got another promotion coming up in 16 to 18 months. So write this down, and it will be from $2 to $5 more per hour after this promotion.
Okay, 16 to 18 months.
Yeah, 16 to 18 months, and the promotion will be $2 to $5 more per hour. So what you're doing right now is you're going up the ladder. So you're at the step right now, one promotion. And the next three, you're not going to do like one, two, three. After this promotion, you're going to jump up three steps for the next promotion. And you'll get that job as well.
Wow.
Yep. So you're going up the ladder till you get to the top. Maybe you want to be a director or head administrator, but you're on your way. So just keep that energy and the positive what you're doing. Keep it going because it's just opening doors. As the prayer I said at the beginning of the show, doors are opening everywhere.
Amazing. Everything that you're saying, it just resonates with me because I had said that once I got into this job, I was moving. I'm just going to continue, you know, educating myself to move forward with it. And even the wording that you're using, doors opening, I've been sharing that type of information with one of my daughters who lost her job. However, you know, I had a discussion about doors opening, and, you know, I'm really grateful and blessed to have this opportunity to speak with you because I'm not surrounded by a lot of people that I can really be intimate with in my thought process, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
So it's quite a gift to get that confirmation because I'm working on being able to hear the spirit when it's speaking to me as well. So I'm quite pleased with your reading, and I thank you. I can't thank you enough.
Okay, well, repeat this after me. Hopefully you'll remember it. Something great.
Something great.
Is about to happen to me.
Is about to happen to me.
Doors are opening.
Doors are opening.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
That's it.
I'm going to remember it because I wrote it down.
Okay. As you
thank
think
you
about
very,
it,
very
and across your mind, are you sitting there, say that, even tell your daughter that, to say that, because you're putting it out in the universe, whatever that's open out there, bring it to me so that I can have this opportunity, right? Because the doors are opening. We got to put it out there
right.
to the universe, so you put it out there in your way of praying. That's why you're going to get this promotion and get another promotion. But for your daughter, she needs to put it out there now. I know something great is getting ready to happen for me. Doors are opening everywhere.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, thank
yeah.
you.
So
absolutely.
Remember that. I'm glad you're writing it down because, like I said, 16 to 18 months is another promotion. So this is all good. You're proving yourself to that company that they don't mind moving you up. Which is
yes.
good.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is good. Well, thank you so very much. I'm excited, and I thank you.
Well,
you're
well
welcome.
You should be. I'm going to tell you now, congratulations for me and Nina both. Congratulations,
thank you.
Congratulations, congratulations, and you are blessed, young lady, okay?
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Thank
right.
you, Nina and Lennis. I appreciate you both. I'll continue listening.
Okay,
thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Sure.
Okay, our next caller is area code 562. You're on the air with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Cheryl from Long Beach. Hi, Cheryl.
Yeah,
how are you? I'm
Cheryl,
fine.
Are you from Long Beach, California?
Yes.
I was just there about a week ago.
Ah, how'd you like
that? Between here and L.A.
Wow.
I had a wonderful time with my family. Anyway, what can we do for you, young lady?
I have a doctor's appointment on Friday, and I'm wondering if this is going to go well. You know, I've made some bad choices with doctors, and I'm just wondering what you pick up on this.
You're saying a doctor. Why am I seeing a ball? Do you have a cyst somewhere?
A ball?
I'm seeing a round ball, so I'm asking you because you're seeing a doctor, do you have a cyst on your body?
No.
Okay. You having problems with your right hand? Grasping
no.
and letting go? Okay. Are you picking up anything, Nina?
The only thing I picked up is Cheryl is our ninth caller.
I'm a nice caller?
No, you're the ninth caller.
This means you get a free reading with me or me and Nina for 1 hour, which is normally
my God.
$140. Okay. So you're going to need to stay on the line so Nina can get your information. But back to your doctor's appointment.
To give you a mini with the, I had a few years back. I had gone to a plastic surgeon, and he gave me a subcutaneous mastectomy, which wasn't supposed to happen. Oops. And so it's really been a long road for me. So then I had to fight with insurance companies and blah, 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 blah. So anyway, so I went and I had to get some breast reconstruction. And this doctor, I got one high, one low, one is dented. They just messed up. And they don't look right, and so I'm trying to go to this new doctor to see what he thinks and to get, like, a second opinion, and he specializes in reconstructive surgery. So his name is Jamie. It's a man. So I'm wondering what you pick up on this Jamie, if he's going to be able to help me. And I'm going to go back to this other guy and just say, you know, I have to fix what you did. I want some of my money refunded. He's probably going to laugh in my face, but I'm going to ask anyway. I mean, if I have to repair and fix what you did, then I should get somewhat of a refund.
Okay. I don't blame you going back. I'm thinking about the doctor you're going to now.
Well, he's on Monday. He's a young guy.
I'm not picking up anything wrong, bad, or good about this gentleman. But I do want to tell you this. When you go, because you have a specialty surgery, when you look up these doctors, do you also check with the AMA to see if they are board certified and current
in their field? Yes, I do. But, you know, half of the plastic surgeons are butcher shops. They're terrible. And out of that half, you know, different ones do different things better than others. And so the one that did my surgery is supposed to be a breast expert. And, it, you know, I'm starting to question things. And he also did a facelift on me. because I heard that he does really good, and some of the girls in the office were saying that they did it, their mother, and all this and that, and my right eye is not blinking properly. It's been 2 months, so either the nerve is bruised or the nerve is damaged. And you're blinking, when you blink your eyes, the nerve is right on your upper cheek, which I didn't know. And so I went to Optiplastic, which is like an eye doctor, and he said that the nerve, he wants to give it a few more months because it's only been a couple months. He says, wait a couple more months. He says, but, you know, that nerve may very well be damaged. If it's damaged, I can't do anything. But I can make your eyes look symmetrical, so you, at least when you're looking at people, you look okay. So I'm going to ask for a refund there, too. I both things went wrong with this guy. There's issues with both, and I'm going to ask for a refund. I don't know if he'll give one, but.
Let me ask you this. Go ahead, Nina.
Isn't that what malpractice insurance is for?
Malpractice is a joke.
Yeah,
it's really a joke, and a lot of attorneys do not want to take on plastic surgery cases because because there are limits on what you can get, and it's a joke. People think that people sue because they're just sue happy, and they don't think of the cost it is to you, and it's a joke. Malpractice
Okay.
Well, we're learning from you. We don't know.
Have that type of thing up here in Canada. We can't sue our doctors up here.
Well, here it's pretty much a joke. You have a 1-year statute of limitations, and a lot of things in 1 year you're still recovering. So therefore you missed it. And the most you can recover is $250. I had a plastic surgeon who gave me the mastectomy, and I was not supposed to have a mastectomy. Just look at me, laughed in my face. Laughed and giggled and chuckled in my face and said, sue me. Ha, 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 you can't. So go ahead, sue me. Sue me. What are you going to do? Sue me? Sue me. Go ahead. Go find yourself a lawyer and sue me. Sue me. The arrogance, I was so offended by the cocky arrogance of this dirtbag. I actually went to a lawyer, and the lawyer said, he just shook his head. He says, you know, and he says, he laughed in your face and said, sue me. I said, yep. He says, that's because juries always believe the doctors. And the chances of you going to trial and winning a jury is, he says, I lose cases, I should win. And then I used to be a legal secretary many years ago, and I went to the law firm I used to work with, and a couple of the lawyers there, they had a male practice department, which I did not work in that department, but I did remember a couple of the lawyers when they were young. Well, now they're older because it's been like 20 years. And so anyway, so I called them up. They said, I remember you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They says, oh, Cheryl. He says, I defend the doctors. And I win cases I should lose. I win them all the time when I should lose them. I should lose these cases. I should have the doctors should have their butts kicked and whipped. But the juries won't do it.
We'll be praying for you. I feel okay. I got to do some more calls. I feel okay about this Jamie guy, but
I'm
going to be praying for
you,
Cheryl.
You want me to educate you on this? I was educating. You know, people will learn.
Oh, no, and I appreciate it. Believe me, I appreciate it.
So I didn't mean to, like,
learn something every day.
Off and go on this little tangent. But anyway, this, you know, I'm wondering if I'm going to get somewhat of a refund from the guy who did this, if there's going to be some repair. This Jamie, is he going to be helpful or another mistake?
No, Jamie will be helpful. No, you will not get a refund. Cheryl, the number you called in on, is that the number that we can reach you on for your reading?
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
No refund?
No refund.
Doctors don't do refunds. Even though they should.
Yeah, I'm a witness of that with my oldest daughter. They sure don't. They just try to politely ease out of it, hopefully that you don't sue them.
Okay, Cheryl, I'm going to get on to another call, but I'm going to be praying
for you. Okay, you're
going to
call me back. Okay.
And, yeah, we'll call you back and set up a date and time to do your reading for you. And as far as Jamie, it's good to go, okay?
Okay. The essence of
yeah.
success. That's you guys?
Uh-huh.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay, I'll shoot you a text message. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Oh, listen,
bye-bye.
wait, Cheryl.
What?
On the page, if you want to send a text message, write this down. You got your pen or pencil?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, Nina, N-I-N-A, period.
Okay.
Essence, number two.
E-S-S-E-N-C-E. Okay.
C-E, number two.
Okay.
Lilith@gmail.com. Uh-huh, @gmail.com.
Okay.
Send Nina an email, whatever that you want to do, and she'll be in touch with me. Okay?
Okay, all right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, Cheryl, and have a wonderful week. Okay, next call, area code, oops, I better announce. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings Sundays with Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. And thank you to the listeners around the world, the chat room, and on the phone. Okay, our next caller is area code 215. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nina.
Hi, Nina.
How are you?
Finding you.
I'm doing
what can we
good.
Help you with today?
I'm actually considering getting married, and I wanted to know if that would be a good move for me.
Ooh, you're asking us? What's your fiance's name?
Lexus.
I've never had this before. Okay, what's his name?
Lexus.
Lexus?
Yes.
Is it a girl?
No, it's a guy.
And his name is Lex. Are you telling me the truth? Are you playing with me?
No, I'm telling you the truth.
Okay. Okay, Nina and Lexus. Is this a good wedding to happen? I'll just tell you what they told me straight up, because I shoot from the hip and I'm honest. When I was concentrating on the two of you, they told me that Lexus is a bald-faced liar. That's the first thing the angels told me. He's a bald-faced liar. Now, what that means, he's not true to himself, so he's not true to anyone else. The commitment, is it fake or real? Is he getting married to you because he loves you, or is he getting married to get somebody off his back, like family?
I'm not 100% sure. I think is possible. Either one is possible. He did say that he would like to get married before his grandmother passes away, though. She's really sick.
And, of course, he's sitting right there with you. I love this. I love this.
No.
No, I'm sitting with my mom. She actually called in earlier.
That's Lori.
Yes.
That's Lori that called in earlier. Yeah. Okay, Nina. I'd say take your time with this one. Don't jump into it.
Okay.
Don't hurry up and get married just because he says his grandma's dying and he wants to get married before she dies. That's not a good enough reason to get married. You need to learn a little bit more about the guy. Okay?
Okay. All right, thank you guys.
You're welcome. Next call, area code 917. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
This is Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Hi. Oh, I'm good, thank you. What do you see for Matthew and me?
Okay. Oh, I'm seeing twinkling stars. It's like looking out in space, and I see all these stars. They're just twinkling.
Okay.
He's your knight in shining armor. He's very protective of you. Together, you two communicate pretty good. You can talk to each other. That's good.
Thank you.
Is there a future with Matthew? Yes. You two could have a relationship, a nice relationship. Is it a long-term relationship? Well, that would depend on you two. You know,
yeah,
as it goes, maybe so. I'm sorry?
That's too way ahead. I don't know either.
Yeah. Well, right now, I just see twinkling stars, so to me that's good. It's like it's bright, it's cheery. You know, you're learning from each other.
Yeah.
It feels good. That's what I feel right now. It feels good.
Now, how would Matthew feel if I dated other men? Not have sex with them, but dated. Just to see what else is out there and...
I'm sorry, but he wouldn't feel so good about it.
What?
He won't feel so good about it.
Oh, okay.
You either commit to him or you don't. He'll take off if you date other men.
What?
He'll take off if you date other men.
He will?
Yep.
It's kind of disrespectful towards him, I think.
Yeah, a whole pile disrespectful.
But it's just sometimes he's not dependable, and then I just want to have other men to focus on and not so much put everything, I don't know. It's hard. It's hard.
Anna, you're the one that's the commitment. You're not ready to settle down.
No.
Oh, okay. Now that makes a whole lot of sense to me. Okay, you want to be a free spirit, but yet you'd like to have somebody there. Well, you know the old cliche, you can't have your cake and eat it too. So if you want to be single.
No. I feel like I am kind of, I feel that I'm just scared of commitment myself. I'm scared of commitment. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
I'm scared of commitment. I'm sorry, I can't just do it so fast. It takes time for me to accept the whole thing.
Then take your time.
So then you don't want a committed relationship. You just want a guy around that you can enjoy with then, correct?
No, I don't want just a guy. I want Matthew, but I'm scared of commitment. So the only way I can do it is is just like this.
Okay, but if you if you're scared of commitment, but you want Matthew, if you reverse that, how would you feel if you weren't doing what he wanted and he's seeing other women? Would you have a problem with that?
Well, he's very busy and stuff. I don't. Sometimes he still has to put his life in order. He's also not really ready. So I feel he has that, and I have this. Would that be okay?
You guys are a hot mess.
What?
Amen.
You guys are a hot.
I can't hear you. What did you say?
I said you both are a hot mess.
God, I don't know. I guess.
Oh no, we sure don't. We're just telling you Matthew's a good guy. You want a relationship with him? Then I guess you're gonna have to commit. If you don't, well, continue on.
No, I do. I do want to commit. Absolutely. This is the guy I want, that I like. I'm grateful.
Okay. Well, you said you were scared of commitment, so all I can tell you is I wish you the very best. Hope it works out for you.
Yep. I will get over my fears. How about that?
That's
good.
That's fine. But just realize that if you're going to be in a relationship with this guy and he don't do what you want him to do, then you want to go seek out and be with another man is not the answer to the problem. You need to sit down and communicate it that you feel like blah, blah, blah. And how does he feel? And then you can work your way into the commitment because you have an understanding of each other.
Yeah, that's what we can do.
Sure. Sure. Okay, well, have a wonderful week, and thank you for calling. And we're wishing
thank
you the very best, young lady.
My call. Blessings to both of you girls. Thank
all
you.
Right. Thank you.
For your service. God bless
thank
you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Okay, next caller is area code 404. You're on the air with Lena Sanina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tasha.
Hi,
Tasha.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. Fine, how are you doing today, young lady?
Pretty good. I was just calling to see if you see any relationships coming in for me. Love, romantic.
Okay. Well, Tasha, first thing, my head is bumping on the left-hand side of my temple. I mean, painful.
Yeah, I had a headache earlier today.
You're stressing. You're perturbed.
It must be the job. Yeah.
There's a guy coming. He's opposite of you. Now, opposites do attract, but he's opposite of what you normally look for in a man or like in a man.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's very light-skinned, and I think he's mixed. I think he's half black, half white. He's tall. IT. He works in computers. He's an IT person.
Okay.
He's coming up the middle of June. Some concert or something that you're going to around the middle of June, that's when you're going to meet this guy. And he's a no-nonsense. He don't play games. He has a little girl. He's single, of course, but he has a daughter. He's just not a person. Mm-hmm. He's not a guy to play games or do drama. I mean, he leaves so quick. It's like when you blink your eye, you don't even see him. He's already walked out the door. So, you know, you might want to notate that down whenever you meet this individual. But I see him coming in the middle of June.
Okay.
And, yeah, he's a nice guy, but he's different. You know, say, for instance, like you've always liked a guy that was very humorous and tall. This guy would be different.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say he's not tall, but maybe he's not humorous. Maybe he's more, he can be funny, but maybe he's more serious about life because he has goals and things in front of him. Okay. Because, you know, when you meet this guy, you'd be like, well, that was funny. Didn't you find it funny? And he'd be like, no. But that's not a bad thing. That's just him. That's his character,
oh,
really. Who he is.
Yeah.
So that's what I see coming up in June. Do you see anything, Nina?
Nope. But you need to start feeling better.
Yeah, yeah. Is that is solely from stress?
Yeah, I think it's a lot to do with stress. Stress can make you ill. So, yeah, I think you need to just take a deep breath and focus on the positive in your life, but you definitely need to start feeling better. Because if you're not feeling better, you're not going to meet this guy.
Yeah. I just recovered. I was out for a whole week. It's kind of hard not to be stressed the kind of work I do, but it's the environment just causes that kind of reaction.
You know what?
Well,
carry a little vial of sea salt or either lemongrass in your pocket or in your purse when you're at work. That'll keep some of that negativity at bay from you. You know,
yeah.
Just a little small container to screw it up where you don't spill it in your purse or your pocket.
Yeah.
Is it lemongrass is the other one? Nina, am I correct? I know sea salt and what?
No, there's a stone called kyanite. It's a bluish, this shaley stone. Maybe go to a gem shop and pick that up and carry that on your person at all times.
Mm.
And do some smudging. Sweetgrass,
that's it. Sweetgrass and smudging.
Okay.
Yeah. Smudging, where you're living at right now, smudge your whole place, your apartment or house, and that'll get rid of a lot of negativity, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I just was just trying to pray. Like, I pray every day, and, you know, but it's seeming like it's staying away from me, but it's just like when I have to work directly with clients and stuff, that's when it starts back up again. But definitely I was carrying sea salt, but I wasn't seeing a difference, so I just stopped.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, go ahead, Nina.
Definitely go out and get some kyanite. And
mm-hmm.
Carry it at all times.
Okay, no problem. Well, thank you, ladies. We'll try to do. I will give it my best shot to try to do it.
All right. You have a good week, Tasha.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. Thanks. You're welcome, Tasha. Have a wonderful weekend, lady. Okay. Let's see if we can get one more call in. Area code 470. You're on the line with Nina Lennis. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Sheila. I didn't know. I just was just calling in. I'm just listening. But anyway, career and finances, please.
Okay, Sheila, we just need one to focus on. Give us one.
Okay.
Which one do you want us
career.
To focus? Career?
Career.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you
okay.
all.
God, you like a Jamaican. You could work 4 or 5 jobs, huh?
Oh, yes, dear.
I don't know why the angels got me laughing. They said she's like a Jamaican. She could work so many jobs at once. That's funny. So evidently for you to get a job is not a problem. It's what you would like to do. You can get a job in a heartbeat, but the field that you want to go into.
Yeah.
What's the field? That even helps. What field do you want to go into? Your passion, your love.
Yes,
okay, good enough.
Yes,
stop
taking,
there.
Taking care of the elderly. Okay.
Okay, let's stop there. Wow, see, I saw this woman with jobs. I see one where you could have work with somebody with a home for the elderly, you know, where they have like four people. Okay, I see you working there. I see you working at a rehab facility for people to transition from the hospital to a rehab, and then they can go home, or either they'll go to a nursing home, but a transition facility. I see you working at a hospital. Wow. At the hospital, I see you working like a, some kind of program for the elderly to help them, like if they don't – okay, I can see you now. You're helping them like if they need chore care or home care, I guess, you know, where somebody will come in and check on them, make sure that they're eating, taking their medication. Okay, I see you doing that.
Yeah.
But it's out of the hospital. Now, this one where I see you in the hospital, you set this up. They come to you, their relatives or friends, and say, well, you know, we need to have some help for them once they leave the hospital and get home. And you give them these tools, you know, that, that will help them, organizations or whatever. So the hospital, the rehab, or home, you got to, oh, man, you just got choices, whichever direction you want to go.
Okay.
Yeah, you do. I'm seeing three already, and I don't even know. How, Nina? Did you see anything?
Just all they told me is, why aren't you in that field already?
Yes. I am.
She's
correct. She's correct about everything she said I am. But just like she just expressed, it's all about me choosing where I want to be.
Yeah. Well, you've got options. Hey.
Okay,
listen,
honey.
Sheila, you're better than most people. At least you got three options.
Yeah.
You know, sit down and write it up and say, okay, which one do I want to do? Because all three will hire you. So it's just you sitting down figuring out who has the best benefits or retirement or whatever.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Yes.
So,
thank you, dear.
Sheila, congratulations on the new job. And once you get that new job, finances are going to be a whole lot brighter.
Oh, thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you. Love y'all. Appreciate you all.
Love you, too, and you have a wonderful week. And let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, thank you, Sheila.
We don't have time for another caller.
Yeah, we're down to 2 minutes. You don't want to try? Guess we shouldn't. Okay, well, we're wrapping it up. Thank you, everyone, listeners around the world. We appreciate you, listeners on the phone that called in. Thank you so much. And, of course, our family in the chat room, we're always welcome and glad for you to come in and ask questions or validate things that have already happened. Again, this week, full moon's on Friday. Full moon is Saturday. What did I say? The 21st? Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah.
And, of course, Sunday is the end of Mercury retrograde. Okay. Anything else, Miss Nina?
I would just like to thank everybody for calling in today and for all the new listeners in the chat room. Thank you very much for joining me in there today and for asking the questions that you asked. I hope I was able to help you. I'm not sure if I'm going to be around next weekend or not because it's a long weekend up here in Canada, so I may be gone. But I will try, definitely try to be here with all of you. Thank you again for calling in. Thank you again, those in the chat room, and for those of you listening in the archives, thank you too.
All right. And if no one's told you that they love you today, me and Nina do. Okay?
Please.
See you next Sunday, everybody.
Good night, Lana.
Good night, Nina. It's playing.